we saw the diagram in Rashi. I'm doing Gimel on the base, corresponding to what it says in the Gemara that the Mizbeach should have been 32 by 32 in the Bais Sheni, but it was missing the Yisod on the Yerach HaDromi and on the Yerach HaMizrachi. There was no Yisod. And the Gemara has a Machloikis on Nun Dalet of Manal of Machloikis between Rabbi Levi. What does that mean? So Rabbi said, literally, missing Yisod. There was no Yisod there. Then the Gemara has a discussion on the bottom of Nun Dalet of Manal going over to Nun Dalet on the base. How did they do that? What'd they do? They made a Yisod 32 by 32, then they chopped out part of it. What happened to the din of Bavonim Shalemas? You may chop, they had a lot of cement there, but they had a lot of pebbles, they had a lot of stones. So they may break one of the stones, it won't be Bavonim Shalemas. So the Gemara says, no. According to Rav, what they did was they poured the cement, and then they had the section where there's not supposed to be a Yisod, 31 amas by 1 amma, and over here 31 amas by 1 amma, the width of 1 amma. So there they put something on the bottom and shine, and they removed the cement. Doesn't understand what's so difficult. Why couldn't they pour the cement b'lechatchila like that? Why does the Gemara find it? Gemara says, no, they poured the cement 32 by 32, then they took away some of the cement. Why don't you just say, when you pour cement, you leave an outline? So they left an outline that was missing, 31 by 1. Tez doesn't understand. Anyway, so that's Machlegis. So Rab said it was literally missing. And Levi thinks not. So he thinks that there was physically, there was a Yisod, but it didn't have the status of a Yisod. Benegeta Hakrova, Benegeta Zrika Sadam. Okay. So the Gemara on the top, on the third line from the top of Nun Dalet and Aleph, has a Kasha Meisve. How can you assume that there's no Yisod here? Either there's not, in Metzias there's no Yisod, or Al Pidin, the Yisod is not valid, not acceptable, for Zrika Sadam purposes. Fred Gimara, from a Mishnah, from a Braisa. What does it say? The third line from the top of Nun Dalet and Aleph. Olos Oif, Ketzer Hoys and Nasis. By Oifus, you only have Oil and Chattas. There are no other Korbonis. And by Oif, it's just a Vibras from by Behemoth. By Behemoth, the only Korban that's Lamala Michuta Sikras Chattas, and all the others are Lamata. And here by Oif is Faker. By Oil Soif is Lamaila Michuta Sikra, Chata Soif is Lamata Michuta Sikra. Okay, and then there's another difference. Oil Soif, by Chata Soif it says Velo Yavdil. He only does Malika, either Malika with this finger, either he does the Malika on the corner or on the Beshit, one or the other, but not supposed to do on both. Velo Yavdil, he shouldn't cut both. And on Oil Soif it says Vehivdil, that you do Malika both on the corner and on the veshit as well. So exactly how do you, and where do you do the malika of the oilas oif? So the Mishnah says on this corner of the mizbech, the tzad, deromi mizrachi. This corner has no yisoid. Either has no yisoid in mitzias, or has no yisoid al pidin. It doesn't count. And then if doing the malika, then the pashta says you squeeze out the dam right over there on the mizbeach. So if you do the malika here and you squeeze out here, but there's no yisoid on the bottom, so how is that acceptable? How was that considered the hazoas hadam on the mizbeach? Usually call it zrikas hadam because you hold it in the klisheris in your throat. By chatas, you call it zrikas hadam, but it's not really zrika from the klisheris. It's matan etzba, and I call hazoa tvilo. The Gemara says he has to dip his finger in and do a. One matanetzma in this corner, then dig his finger into a matanetzma in the other corner, and so on. So here it says that he does the hazoah of the oil soif, lemaila michuta sikra. So what's he going to do? He's going to do the malika here, then he's going to walk 31 amas to this corner, or to this corner, in order to do the mitzui, in order to squeeze it next to the mizbeach. So why does he do the malika here? He's going to walk 31 amas. So it sounds like you do the maliki here and you do the mitzvah here, you do the hazor over here. Other soif ketzer hois and nasis, hoyem oilikas roisha, mimul orpa. Mul orpa is in the back. First you cut through the spine and then you cut through the corner and the veshet. But earlier you cut both. Umabdil, other soif you do have dollar, chatzah soif you don't do have dollar. And then, umamtze midoma al kir hamizbeach. So that's all it says in our Gemara. So what's the kasha? Mansa Doma, okay. That's a question. If you have the correction of the Hago of the Shittim Kubetz, it's Mansa Midoma, means that some of the Dam you do Mitzui, and you leave over some Dam and you do Al Yisoid Hamizbech, you leave over Shiraim. And the Rabbi Natam says that there is no such din. Even though the Gemara, even though Rashi learned that Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph and Beis, where the gigantic Tosis is, so Rashi learned Pshat and the Pasuk, the third drasha of the Toras Kohanim. The Gemara quoted three drashas from the Toras Kohanim on the bottom of Nun Aleph and Aleph. So the third drasha was that on all karbonis, all not only do you need Shvicha Shirayim by Chatos, because there are six psukim, there are five psukim by the Behemoth, by Pnimius and Chitzonis, and then the six Pasuk is by Chatos Oif, but even by all the other karbonis, that it doesn't say a word of Shvicha Shirayim, everything is learned out from this Pasuk. Everything needs. And Tosfos says, not exactly the gigantic. Tosfos said, this is one of the psukim, you have a whole series of psukim. And bottom line, they both said the same. So you need Shvicha Shirayim on all karbonis. So Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, except for Oilosoif. Oilosoif, there's no Shvicha Shirayim at all. Yes, according to Rabbi Natan, there's no Shvicha Shirayim. So the Girsa should say, Umam Tzadoma. You don't do Umam Tzadoma. You don't do part of the Dam, you do. Now, but Torah's Hazor, then the rest you do a Shvicha Shirayim, Imam to all of them. And according to Rab Chaim Kohen, Rab Chaim Kohen and Talmud, the Rabbin and Tam, he thinks that the Girsu should be that you add on another line that you do, just like Chata Soif says, Beferish in the Chumash. That Anisha Badami, Motel Yisoid Hamizbech, there's a din of Shvicha Shirayim, not Shvicha from a Kli, but rather. Mishbadam Yimotze, you squeeze it out of the neck of the Chatas Oif, Al Yisrael Yamizbech, it's parallel to Shvicha Shirayim. Rabbi Adler, Rabbi Elchanan Adler, is a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, lent me two Svarim yesterday. He heard that we're learning his Amikarim, so he wanted to help me out. So he lent me two Svarim, fantastic. So one of the Svarim points out what we said yesterday from the Netziv, that the Netziv thought that Ramoshe Mifantaiza was the best Shita, Nun Gimlam and Beis, Dima Maskal, Taisa Dima Maskal, all of Kodush Kadoshim. The Moshe Mifantaiza set a chilek between Chatos and Oilo. The Chatos you do Matanetz, but it's going to be a lot of Dam left over. So then that's why the Mishnah talks about Shvicha Shirayim. But in Oilo, a lot of times you do the Shvicha Shirayim with the Kli, you do the Shvicha with the Kli, so you're going to use up all the Dam. When you do the Shtei Matana Shehin Arba, so there won't be any Shirayim at all. So the Netziv said he thinks Rav Moshe Mifantaiza is right, and he thinks in the machlokes between Tosfos and Rav Moshe Mifantaiza, do you have to try to see to it lachatchila? There should be shirayim to do shvicha. Do you not have to see to it? Rav Moshe Mifantaiza thinks that you don't have to try. No shirayim is no shirayim. And Tosfos said no lachatchila. You have to do shvicha shirayim. And Tosfos understood that to mean lachatchila. You have to see to it. There should be shirayim to be able to do shvicha. So then he thought that the chilek that Rav Moshe Mifantaiza made is correct when you get to this issue. That on Chatos, you have to see to it. Because on Chatos, it says six times Mufurish and the Chumash, that you have Shvicha Shirayim. Five times by the Chatos Behema, once by the Chatos Oif. So there you have to try to see to it that there should be Du Shirayim. There should be Shirayim. And in the other Karbans, you don't have to. So in this Sefer that Rabbi Adler lent me, they quote from the Vilna Goyen that he also said like that. He thought like the Netziv. This compromise. Then a chatas, you have to try to see to it there should be shirayim left over to be able to do shvicha shirayim, but the other karbanos is not. Then he points out also, he quotes Rav Leib Malan. Not safe there. Rav Leib Malan had a svara. He was talking about the Havaminas in Tosfos, this gigantic Tosfos, and Nun Aleph on the base. Rav Leib Malan suggested maybe there's a chilek between oilo as opposed to everything else. Meicha Tosfos, why should he say that? So in one siman, Rav Leib Malan raises such a possibility to explain one line of Tosfos. Then in the later siman, he backs out from that. And he said, no, they're all the same. That the 2 days in Tosfos apply equally to all the karbonos. And that's Sefer, it's interesting. He quotes also, we spoke already about the Gemara Nun Vav Amir Aleph. The Gemara says, Dam Nifsal B'Shkiya Sachama. Five lines from the bottom. Minayin the dam on nun vav and midat. Minayin the dam she nifsa v'shkiya zacham. So Tosfos asks the kasha. After shkiya is bein hashmashes. Bein hashmashes hafik yom safik lailo. The safik deraisa luchumri. You're not allowed to do zrikas hadam balailo. So So of course he can't do Zrikas Adam Balayla. Then when it comes the next morning, the Dam Nifsal Belina. So you can't be Zarek the Dam tomorrow morning. So what do you need? Nocha Pasik. The Dam Nifsal Bishkes Ham. You have the Pasik. The Yom Tzavosa Bayom Balo Balayla. You can't do Zrika. You can't do the Dala Rabbi the Sadam Balayla. And there's another Pasik that says, Korbanos become Nifsal with Lina. So it'll be Nifsal in the morning. So what do you need? Another Pasik. The Dam Nifsal Bishkes Ham. That was Tesis Kasha. Tesis gave their fantastic answer. That is Badayam for another 15 minutes after the Shkia. And Ben Hashmash is only the last 18 minutes. After that time, said one would have thought that it's Yom, so he could be Zorik the Dam in the next 15 minutes after the Shkia. So Kamash Mlan Dam Nifsal Bishkes Ham. What if you don't hold like this Shita Shabin and Tam? That is Badayam for 3 1/4 mil. So then, what's the Teretz? So Tesis gave a possible Teretz. So we said the Shagas Aryeh wrote on this Tesis, and the regular Shagas Aryeh Sefer. So he suggested a different Teretz. He said, Haktoris Aymorim, you can do Balayla. The only thing you can't do Balayla is the Dalar Avodah Saddam. So the Dalar Avodah Saddam, because that's Likuva. What about a Korban Chatos that we'd like this? Only the first Rika is Likuva. And the next 3 Rikas are just Lachatchila. So the Gemara says, therefore, since only the first Rika is Ma'akev, so if you had a Machsheves Pigul, if the coin who does the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika, the coin who does the Zrika of the last three Matanas had a Machsheves Pigul on the Korban Chatos, so the Gemara says it wouldn't be Mefagel. According to Beis Shammai, that 2 Zrikas Ali Kuvan, the 2 Adjas Lachatchila, so it can be Mefagel. When the coin could be mefagel when he does the zrika of the first 2, but we pass on like this Hillel. So that's Rabbi Yechanan on Lamed Chesam and Beis, right in the middle of the Omer after the 2 dots. The Gemara quotes on Rabbi Yechanan Shalosh Matanah Shebechatas. The Gemara says it's not mefagel. The Mishnah says it's not mefagel. So the Shaila is, can you be zorik the dam balayla? So the Shagazari says if not for this pasuk. And Dafnun Vavam Ralph, Dam Nifsal Bishkes Achama, one would have said that just like Haktoris Emurim, it's not Ma'akev. So that you can do Balaylo. You can't do the Dalar Avodah Saddam Balaylo because that's Bola Chaper. But only the first week is Mechaper. The next 3 are not Mechaper. They're not Ma'akev, they're not Mechaper. So one might have thought you can do that Zrika Balaylo, the other 3 Balaylo. So that's what you need the Pasuk. And Rabbi Yechanan makes that statement on Lamed Chesam and Beis, Sholosh Matanis, the last 3 Matanis in the Chatas, ain't a boas balayla. That's a chiddush based on this pasuk. If not for this pasuk, you wouldn't have known that. So now, this sefer that Rabbi Adler lent me quotes a machloikes achrayim between Abbas the Netziv and the Chazanish on one side, and Sfasemis and the Kerenor on the other side. Heavy duty machlekes sachreinim. What about shvicha shirayim? Can you do shvicha shirayim? Because shvicha shirayim be paskin is not miyakev. Even by chatos apnimius, it's not miyakev. So maybe there you're allowed to do it balayla. I the gemara learned that from a pasuk dam nifsal b'shkia sacham. No, the dam is nifsal b'negir to zrika. Zrika on the mizbeach. So of course, it is the last 3 zrikas are also a zrika. But maybe pashvicha shirayim. Maybe it's not called Zrika, maybe for that, the Dam is not Nifsal. So that's a Diyun and Achrayim. Then he quotes, I think, the Mikdash Dovid or someone also, one of the recent Svarim on Kochim, has a Sufik, when you do Zrika Sadam on the Mizbech, you have to do from a Klisharis, you have to throw from a Klisharis, except for Chatz, you do Matan Etzba. But all the others, you do Zrika Sadam from a Klisharis. What about Shvicha Shirayim? Maybe it doesn't have to be from a Klisharis. Maybe you can take from a plastic cup. Who says he ate a Klisharis? So that's a din al achrayim. To what extent does the Shvicha Shirayim have a din of a korban?
The other 3, we hold only 1 is market, but the other 3, you have to do it like
Klisharis. Yeah, so that you have to. Yeah,
you have to do it.
Yeah, that's why for sure you can't do balayla. That's what the Gemara says on Lamed Chesam and Beis. The Shagazai says based on this pasuk that even though it's not miyakev, but it's still an avoda. It's still avoda sadam and has to be done by yom. Yeah, and it has to be done from a klisharitz. But the Shvicha Shirayim, that's not clear in the Gemara. Then in this Sefer, he also has all this kosh, my Bchor Maisra Pesach, is there a din of Shvicha Shirayim? So not gigantic Taisus. Taisus says that everything is covered. The big Taisus, Nun Aleph and Bey, they quote a Gemara that Bchor Maisra Pesach also have a din of Shvicha Shirayim. And in that sefer he quotes that the Sfasemis points out that the Rambam is very explicit on every step of the way, and it doesn't have Shvichah Shirayim by Pchor Maisa Pesach. So it sounds like he holds that there is no Shvichah Shirayim. So getting back over here, is there an institution of Shvichah Shirayim by Oila Sa'oif? So Rab Chaim Kohen, Talmud of the Rabbin and Tam, added it on into the Gemara. We have a Mamza Adam al Kir Mizbeach, and then he added on another line that you do, Vanisha Ba'adam Yimotzi al Yisai Adam Mizbeach, that Pasuk that says only, in Chumash it only says, Ba'yichata Soiv. So he adds on in the Brisa, and the Mishnah doesn't say, this is a Brisa, so he adds on to the Brisa that line, and he learns that that was the Gemara's Kasha on the Shvicha Shiraim by the Oil. Rabin and Tam says it can't be. Rabin and Tam denies it. There is no Shvicha Shirayim institution at all by Ola Soif. But the Gemara learned that from a pasuk that every single carbon in the world that's brought on the Mizbeach Achitz and HaShvicha Shirayim is up to every carbon behema. Even Pchor Maisa Pesach, Tosfos holds explicitly against that Sfasemis Diuk and the Rambam. But the Rabin and Tam claims that the Ola Soif, there was no Shvicha Shirayim. He squeezed everything out on the top and shine. After you do the Havdalah, Mabdil, after you do the Malika on the Kona and the Veshet, first you cut with the fingernail. First you have to cut Malikas with the fingernail. It's Mechuber. So first you cut the spine, and then you cut the Kona and the Veshet. And then you do the Hazor HaSadam, and that's it. There's no Shvicha Shirayim. So Rabbi Natan learns the Gemara's Kasha was, if you're doing in this corner, the Karen Mizrachis Deromis, where there was no Yisod. So if he's doing the Malika here, he's not going to run over here 31 amas away to do the Hazor. He's going to do the Hazor over here. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How can you do, according to Rabbi Natan, the Gemara's Kasha was, how can you do Hazor over here? There's no Yisod.
What about the Chatas? He also do it there.
Right. The Chatas, you have no choice because Pasuk says you need all four Karnas HaMizbeach. So even though there's no Yisod, you don't need Yisod. You don't need Yisod for the Chatas. But this is an Ola. So an Ola says, Al Yisod Mizbach Ola. So all Zrika Saddam of an Ola have to have a Yisod. So that's the Kasha. Where's the Yisod over here?
Why is it such a Kasha that you used to walk 31 Amas? So what?
With that what?
Why is it such a problem that you used to walk 31 Amas to the other Yisod? Why is it? Because it's far?
No, so why does he do that? Why did they institute the Malik? The mission says they always did Malik HaSolosof over here. Why did they do that? When they do it next to the place, all the dam will drip on the floor by the time he walks 31 amas away. So doesn't it make more sense? He should do the Malika right near the location where he's going to do the Hazor on the Mizbeach. So obviously he did the Hazor over here. So the Rabbi Natan learns the Gemara's Kasha was from the Hazor of the Soif. How can he do Hazor over here? Why was it a Kasha? What does the Mizbeach look like? So again, so the Gemara describes a long brisa here. The long brisa, the last 15 lines on the Amud, the last 20 lines on the brisa. After the two dots, it says Toshma. The last 20 lines on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, you have first cement 32 amas by 32 amas in the Baisheni. 32 amas, and it goes up one amma. Then it indents one amma on each side. Then it goes up five amas. That's called the Seiviv. Then it indents one amma. Then it goes up three amas. And that's the top of the Mizbech. So you have one arm at the bottom, five armas. One on the bottom, that's the Yisoid. Five armas after that, that's called the Soiviv. And the top three armas, that's called the Mokam Hamarocha. That's called Mokam Hamarocha. And that's nine armas. The Gaga of the Mizbech is nine armas. It's one and five is six and three is nine. And then at each corner, you have the block, the cube, Amal Amal Amal. So that's considered the Mizbech is 10 armas tall. And the Chutah Sirka is at the point of five armas in the middle. So let's say there was no Yisoid on the bottom. But if he's going to do Mitzui, he's going to do Hazor of the Oil Soif in this corner. So fine, there's no Yisoid. But there is something on the bottom, the walkway of the Soifiv, where the Kohanim walk around. The Yisoid was an armor wide, but then it goes up, and then it indents after five armas. So you have the Soifiv. So true, you're not doing the Zrika Saddam, Hazor Saddam, of the Oil Sa'if, on the side of Mizbech that is going to bump into the Yisoid. There is no Yisoid over here. These two parts, there is no Yisoid, but still there's a Sa'if over there. So it is on top of the Mizbeach. So Tosfos says, There's a Gemara later. I don't know. They don't tell you where it is. I don't remember. Tosfos says the Gemara later that learns out from a pasuk that the same way you do haktoras emurim on top of the mizbeach, so too you have to do zrikas hadam on top of the mizbeach. So where do you do haktoras emurim? On top of the makam hamarocha. What if you do haktoras emurim on top of the seiviv? The makam hamarocha is how big? 28 by 28. Then you go down 3 amas, and then it goes in, then it goes out an amma, then it's 30 by 30. Then it goes down 5 amas, and goes out another amma. So what if you do haktoras emurim on top of the seiviv? Is that acceptable?
Gary, weren't there like 3 or 4 or 5 marachos on top of the mizbeach, and like you had to do it, everything on top of one of those, depending on...
You're supposed to, yeah, but what if you make your own maracha. You make your own maracha. So Tosfos quotes on the last 2 lines in the Tosfos that it's a machlokes l'kamon daf samachem enough. In this long Tosfos on Nun Dalet and Aleph, so they quote the last 3 lines. L'kamon daf samachem, there's a machlokes with the ois maracha al gabi ha-seiviv. So Tosfos says that there is a limud from a pasuk that the same location where you do haktoras emurim, where you put a marocha to burn emurim or to burn evarim, whatever, that's what you have to do zrikas hadam on the mizbeach. So can you do haktoras emurim on top of the seiviv? That's a machlokes l'kamon daf samache. So if you hold that you can do haktoras emurim, Then there should be no problem. Then you should be able to do the zvikas adam of the oil sa'oif also on the side of the mizbeach over here in this corner. What's the problem that there's no yisoid on the bottom? But if you do aktoris emurim on the soiviv, it would also be good. So the soiviv is also gagasha, also called b'riyevil. Hatchili should do aktoris emurim on top of the gagasha mizbeach, on top of the mokam amarocha, the 28 by 28. But if you do it on top of the amba of the soiviv, I'm in the service for the Kohanim to walk around. You're not supposed to be putting marochas over there, putting fires and burning things. We're talking b'dievet if you did.
It's also a guy has to walk there too. He has to get to the service. He can't jump down.
Right.
He's gotta go down.
So he's going to get there, and then he's going to make a fire over there. Okay, I'll make a fire over there, and then I'll burn a murim over there. So
lechatchil.
So oil is oif.
There's a problem of walking also. He's got to walk down, go up on the...
He walks up the kevesh.
Then
he walks on the soiviv.
Maybe also 30 amas that he's walking.
Right, he's going to walk a lot, yeah.
So
the kevesh is...
The so what is he getting?
We're talking b'riyevet. It's not the normal way to do. But still, Tosfos says, what was the whole discussion over here? What was the whole kamara? How do you do, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how do you do the zrikas hadam by the oil of soif in this corner? There is no yisoid. So what's the kasha? But there's a soif over there. And halacha says when edi mokam in the mizbech, that's royal haktore, is royal is vikas adam. So good. So that's called the armor protruding from the soiviv, sticking out from the mokam amarocha, that makes it into 30 by 30. So that's also a mokam of haktore seimum. So what's the problem? Do this vikas adam of the oil of soif on top, and that'll be on top of the gaga shal mizbech of the soif.
It'll always be like that.
Yeah.
In other words, this is the way that oil of soif has to be done constantly.
Yeah, the haktoras emurim you'll do on top of the gaga shal mizbech. That's not a problem. But the kasha of the Gemara was, according to Rabbeinu Tam, kasha was from the hazoas hadam in this corner, but there is no soif. So what's the problem? But the hazoas hadam will be on top of the soif. So what's the problem? So Tosfos on top says, Enochinami, if the Kohen, Oilo Soif has to be Lamala Mechuta Sikra. Chatzah Soif should be Lamata Mechuta. Oilo Soif Lamala Mechuta Sikra is 5 Amas. The 5 Amas consist of 1 Am of the Keren. Probably not going to do it on the Keren. Probably not going to do the Zrikas Hadam of the Oil Soif on the Keren. Then you have 3 Amas of the Mokam Amarocha. And then you have 1 more Amma below the Soiviv. Lemata Miraglov Amma. He's walking. Raglov is on the Soiviv. They're walking around on the Soiviv. So 1 Amma Lemata Miraglov on the Soiviv is also 1 Amma above the Chutasikra. The Chutasikra is at the point of 5 Amas in the middle. So Enochinami, if he'll do the Gemara would never have a kasha if he's going to do the Zrikas Adam the Hazoz, Hadam of the Oil Soif, on top of the Soiviv, then the Gemara has no kasha. That's what Tosis says in the beginning. But the Gemara's kasha was.
Do it on top or on the side of the
side? Here, take a look, the third line from that. The ain lo yisoid, if there's no yisoid, either in Metzias, there's no yisoid, al pidin, yisoid doesn't count. So Tosis says, they're explaining the Gemara's kasha, the third line from the top in the Tosis, nun dalem and al. If the Gemara's kasha was, vi ain lo yisoid, if that's true, what we just read in the Braisa, nun gimlam and beis, nimtik shuhum bolko ba'avir, hi nimblekes, ba'adam noifela oretz le'ibud. So the dam is put the zrikas adam, the hazuas adam by the oil itself is supposed to be on top of a location which is roi lahaktor. Zrikas adam should be the same place roi lahaktor. So Tay says, so what's the problem? Dim toima noifel hu ala soiviv sharila maila hi nasis. And for Tay says enachinami, the Gemara would never ask Akasha if he's going to do the zrikas adam, the hazuas adam by the oil itself. On the side of the Mokamam, he's standing on the Soviv, and he'll do the Zikas Adam on the side of the Mokamam Arocha, that wouldn't be Akasha. But the reason why they had Akasha, because Haktani Hossam, the Mishnah says in Perek Chatasoiv, Asol Lamata Mirag Bafilo Ama Achas Ksheva, Lamata Mirag means below the Soviv. He's walking on the Soviv. One Ama below the Soviv is the Chuta Sikra. So anywhere above the Chuta Sikra is acceptable. So if he does it above the Soiviv, so then the Gemara wouldn't have any kasha. The dam will roll down, and that'll be good. And that's considered a Mokam Haroi Lahak Torah, according to the two opinions of Daf Samachay. So according to one opinion, the Reisim Arach Al Gabi HaSoiviv, that's a Mokam Hak Torah, so it's a Mokam of Zrikas Hadam also. So the Gemara's whole kasha was, what if he's going to do the Zrikas Adam of the Oil Soif, Lemata Merag Levamo? One Amma above the Chuta Sikra is also good. The Amma above the Chuta Sikra is below the Soif. There's nothing below that. There's no Yisoid over there. So that was the Gemara's kasha. What if he's going to do the Zrik? How can the Mishnah say that you can do anywhere above, he does in this corner, and you can do the Hazos Hadam of the Oil Soif anywhere above the Chuta Sikra? No, the first Am above the Chuta Sikra is no good because there is nothing below it. There is no Yisoid there. If you do it on the upper couple Amas, then you have the Soif above there. That's not a Kasha. That wouldn't be a Kasha if you do it above there. That was the Gemara's Kasha.
In other words, he's on the Soif.
He's standing on the side, he's walking around.
So now...
So normally he'll do... He's 6 feet tall. 6 feet tall, 5.5 feet tall.
So he goes against
Malika, he's going to do the mitzvah. He's going to do the hazor on the side of the mizbeach. So the soiviv is... He's standing with his feet on the soiviv. So the dam's going to roll down to the soiviv.
Right.
Is the soiviv a mokam haktorah? So that's a machlekes and daf samachay. See, if you hold the soiviv, is a mokam haktorah... So there's a pasuk that the Zrikas Adam has to be al gabi hamizbech, just like haktora has to be al gabi hamizbech. So if you hold that it's a mokam haktora b'diyevet, if you do haktora there, it's good. So then you can do the Zrikas Adam there also on top of the seder. So then there wouldn't be a kasha. If you can't make a haktora on top of the seder, then you have a murderous kasha. Then how do you ever do the hazuas Adam of doyla soif? You can't do al-gabi ha-sevev. And even if you hold that, you can do haktor al-gabi ha-sevev. But the Mishnah says that the hazuas adam of the olasav is good anywhere above the chuta sikra. Even ama tachas raglov. He leans down. He's standing on the sevev. He leans down and he does the hazuas adam of the olasav. And the first ama above the chuta sikra, which is below the sevev. He's walking over here. He's going to do it on an ama below that. So then the Gemara had a kasha, there's nothing below it. So it's not agabi mokam haroi lahaktorah. That was the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi and Tam learns that was the kasha. So what was the answer? If that's the kasha, what's the answer? And for the Gemara, v'yamad lohoi lo lisoid, if the yisoid doesn't count, b'avir b'yamud kovid, you have to do zrika and a mokam haroi lahaktorah. How's it good? And for the Gemara, kachisnu, that's how the rabbi set it up. Chveis, Shlomo HaMelech, that's how they set it up. Avira de Binyamin, Karka de Yehuda. What's the answer? So Rashi has a whole fantastic interpretation over here. Rabbi Natan says, where in the world did he get this from? Rashi says that that they made a blito extending out of the Mizbeach. So if you do the Hazos Hadam, let's say, according to Rabbi Natan, the kasha was, if you do the Hazos Hadam, the first Dama below the Soiviv. So it's going to roll down onto nothing. So it's not a Makam Aroy Lahaktor. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a blita sticking out from the Mizbeach. That's what Rabbi Natan said. It doesn't say anywhere in Shas. Where did Rashi get this from? So Rashi interprets, Rashi didn't invent it from thin air. He must have had a tradition from his Rabbein like that to translate the words in the Gemara. Rabbi Natan says, but it doesn't fit into the words of the Gemara. How can you say such a thing? That's what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, kachisna, that's how they stipulated and made it tonight. Avira demiyam, karka dihuda, that it's good. So it's a pella. So Rashi learns they made a blita, and that's considered al gabi hamizbeach. That's the gag hamizbeach, the blita that sticks out. Rabbi Natan says he never heard much of a blita, and it doesn't fit into the words. He says, no, that was the halacha that oil is safe. You have no brera. Oil is safe, there's nothing, there's no yisoid, it doesn't count. So the kach nemar halacha, that you can do we thought that we had a kasha, and the answer is, that's the halacha. That is good the way it is. It's considered a Zrika Saddam. Yeah. Rab Chaim Kohen thought that wasn't a kasha in the first place. If that's where you do the Malika, that's where you do the Hazosa, why should it be a kasha in the first place? So he held that the kasha was, he added on another line over here that says that the Shvicha Shirai, just like by Chata Saif, it says in the Chumash Vanisha, Badabi Motzel Yisoid HaMizbeach. That was the pasuk that the Gemara quoted on the last line on Nun Beis and Manala, going over to Amid Beis. That's by Chatasoif. That the Shvicha Shirayim. Rashi quoted there are five pasukim bechatas beim, Pnimius and Chitzonius, that Yin is Shvicha Shirayim. And then this is the sixth pasuk by the Chatasoif. Even though there's no pasuk at all by Oilasoif, and the Rabbi Natan says that there never was any institution of Shvicha Shirayim by Oilasoif. And the Gemara says all the Karbonis need Shvicha Shirayim, is only Karbonis beima. Or if it's not, only Chatasov, Adasov did not Shvicha Shirayim. Rab Chaim Kohen thought not so. So he added on a line here in the Gemara that they did Shvicha Shirayim, Anisha Badam, by the Oilasov also. So that was the Gemara Kasha. But also, if you do in this corner, there is no Yisoid on the bottom. He's supposed to pour it Lachatchila on the Yisoid. So what, he's going to walk 31 Amos to do the Shvicha Shirayim over there? So what did they institute to have the Malika over here? They should have had the Malika over there. So he'd be able to do the Shvicha Shirayim. By the time he's going to walk 31 Amos, all the rest of the dam will drip out from the neck of the chicken, from the neck of the Torim or B'nai Yoyin, or whatever it happens to be, it's going to be on the floor. He won't have any dam left to do the Shvicha Shirayim. So the Rab Chaim Kohen learned that was the Kasha of the Gemara. How do you do Zvika Saddam? Why is there a problem? Who says you have to have anything that should roll down onto anything? You can do Zvika Saddam, even though there is no Yisoid here. But the Shvicha Shirayim, the Pasuk says, Yimotzel Yisoid HaMizbeach. So here there is no Yisoid. So to that, Rab Chaim Kohen answers, that's he had the Rashi's shot, that they had a blita that was extending, and that's called Yisoid HaMizbeach. It's a chidush. They had a blita extending, and that's called Yisoid HaMizbeach. Wow.
Doesn't say what point that blita was.
No. According to the way Rabbi Natan learns, the blita was, had to be, according to the way the Tosis said in the beginning, the blita had to be, there was a soiviv, and he can still be zorik, the dama of the oil of soiv, the first ama, above the chutasi, because the blita had to be below that.
Below?
Blita had to be below that ama. So in case he'll do the hazoas hadam of the oil of soiv in the first ama, so it'll bump into something. So that's considered al gabi gag hamizbeach, because there's a blita boletes, that's considered gag hamizbeach. The blita was probably just in the corner here. I don't think it was 31 amas long, but since they always did the oil soif in this corner, so there'll be a blita probably around the corner, an ama al ama, an ama this way, an ama that way. So whoever wanted to could do the zvika saddam in this corner on the side of the mizbeach. Wow. Kula chidish. Anyway, the Gemara had some kind of a kasha. So the two pshotim, what the kasha was. Rabbi Natan says the kasha was from the Zrika Saddam, because Zrika has to be in the Mokum that's Roy Lahaktor. He claims that it's a Gemara later. I didn't get to the Gemara yet. And the Rav Chaim Kohen says, no, that was never Akasha in the first place. Akasha was from Shvicha Shiraim. Shvicha Shiraim has to be on the Yisoid, so there's no Yisoid. So Gemara answers, they made a Blita. They made a Blita, and that's the Yisoid.
Why don't you see the Yisoid is under the Futa Sikra?
Right.
And
the
split has to be under the
Chuta Sikra. Right, it has to be somewhere under the Chuta Sikra, yeah. So the Gemara quotes the Machloikas Rav Levi. What does it mean that it had no Yisoid? Rav says in Mitzias there was no Yisoid, and Levi says, no, Pidin, it didn't count as Yisoid. Then they're both relying, Rav and Levi both relying on the Targum Onkelos, the Gemara quotes. Baberke Yochalad Velerev Yechalik Sholos, so that's the Targum Onkelos writes, Bachasanta is b'nei magdusha. In the chelka shall be yamid, the mizbech will be built. So Rav understood, as the Gemara say, Rav mitargim, Rav had the targum unklis, Bachasanta is b'nei madbecha. The mizbech will be built, the chelka shall be yamid. You're not allowed to have any inch of the mizbech built, the chelka shall Yehuda. And Levi said, no, Bachasanta is b'nei magdusha, not madbecha. Part of the Mizbech will be Bechelka Shel Binyamin. The old Beis Hamikdash is basically Bechelka Shel Binyamin, and part of the Mizbech can be Bechelka Shel Yehuda. So then the Gemara tries to bring a raya, Toshma. You can't really prove anything. Who's right? Whether the Rav is right, the Levi is right. You can reinterpret every source. Then the Gemara quotes the long braisa, after the two dots, Toshma, the Tani Levi. And they tell you the whole how they made the mizbech, that they poured cement 32 by 32 an amma tall, then an indent in amma, and then it was 30 by 30. That's called the sevu, goes up 5 ammas. Then they indented again 1 amma, and it was 28 by 28, and that was 3 ammas. So the gagosh al mizbech was 9 ammas above the ground. You have the 4 corners. That was the 10th amma. And then the Gemara says, how could they, according to Rav, what did they do? They chopped off part of these. And the Gemara says, no, they put lachatchila. They put lachatchila paper or wood or whatever so that concrete will not get cemented in with the ground. That's what Tosi doesn't understand. Tema, the top Tosi, why they make lachatchila the malbein like that? Pour the cement in such a way that it won't be in this corner. Why do they have to pour cement and then take it off? Make the outline in such a way that everything, wherever the cement is, that's where it belongs. Okay. Yeah. Then the Gemara quotes on the third line, Achidish, Avonim shel Kronos Chalulos Hayu. When they did the Zrika Saddam of the Chatos, there was a Machloikas we had yesterday, Rab Lozab, Rab Shimon, and Rebbe, and the Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Rab Lozab, Rab Shimon says, when you have a Karban Chatos, you can only do the Zrika Saddam on the big Amalama in the corners. You can't do it above the Chuta Sikra. That's by Oyla Soif, you can do anywhere above the Chuta Sikra. But Chatas Beim has to be Dafke on the Kronos. And we pass, and we assume like Rebbe, anywhere above the Chuta Sikra is good. And the Chatchila should be over here on Al Gabi Chuda, and B'diyeh, but there was Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Loza, can you do in the first Dhamma? Fine. So now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, and even according to Rebbe, if you do the Zvika Saddam on top of this thing, what the Dham is going to roll down. So he says, no, somehow the dam got absorbed into, usually cement doesn't absorb. Cement absorbs a little bit, but not so much. So here they say that the kronis in each corner, amma, were halulim, it was hollow inside. So all the dam of the korban chatos would fall into it. Avonim shel kronis halulos hayu. How do you know? And it contained dam. As it says, umoloi kemizrak, Kizobias mizbeach. A mizrak is a klisharis, a cup, a container that holds dam, that you do kabbalas adam and zrikas adam. So the kizobias hamizbeach, the four kronos on the four corners of the mizbeach achitzan, would have a base kibble to them. There would be chalulim, so that the dam of the carbon chatos could get absorbed into it.
They had a top. In other words, it looked solid.
Right.
It wasn't a hole in the top.
In fact, there were two, on this corner, the Marovis, the Romis, there were two holes where one where they would pour water on Sukkot, and one they would pour wine all the time. Yeah, for the Nisach Hayayin every day. So they were Chalulim. So the wine would go down into the ground. So just like there were two holes over there, so all of them were porous, or maybe they all had holes, something. So when you did the Zrika Saddam, according to our Blaz Rebshin, you can only do on the four Kronos. According to Rebbe, you could even do lower. But when they did on the Kronos, so the dam would get absorbed inside the Keren. Omola, it would get filled up. Kimizrak is obviously Mizbech, just like a Mizrak. As a base keeper, a cup can contain the dam. So here there's obvious Hamizbech could contain the dam. So the Gemara says, how'd they do that? But you have to have Avodim Shleimas. So the Gemara says, no problem. It's going to be Shleimas and it's going to be Havah. Okay.
They must use some kind of metal utensils to make him Havah. Did they have the Shomer?
That's the long Tosis has a discussion. Did the Shomer exist in the Bai Sheni? So Tosis thinks they proof in the Gemara that there was a Shomer in the Bai Sheni, yeah? No, the Gemara says, oh, we had they make it Havah when they poured the cement. So they didn't allow the cement on these four corners to get cemented down to the cement ceiling, to the Gaga Shal Mizbech. So they poured cement, and then they would put wood in the middle, and then they would take that out. So they would be, the whole four corners would be hollowed out.
So it was no stone, it was the cement.
There were pebbles, and when they poured cement, there were avonim. There were little pebbles there. The avonim in the cement have to be shleimas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but there was a lot of hollow space inside the carrot. There's a lot of hollow space there. Then the Gemara quotes the Pasuk that David HaMelech, together with Shmuel HaNavi, were sitting in Ramah in Noyos. Ramah and Noyos are two different cities. The Gemara asks, V'chima eni Noyos eitzal Ramah? They're two different places. The answer is no. They were sitting in the city Ramah. The Pasuk said another place, that's where Shmuel HaNavi lived. It's a city in Eretz called Ramah. So Shmuel and Novi lived in Ramah. So David and Shmuel were sitting in Ramah and discussing Noya Shaloylam. What's Noya Shaloylam? Beis HaMikdash. The most beautiful place in the world is the Beis HaMikdash. They were discussing where are we going to build the Beis HaMikdash. What's the issue? Because you have two psukim. So Rashi says one of the psukim is irrelevant over here. The Eretz Gevoy Mikol HaRotzes. The Gemara doesn't prove it here. The Gemara in the end of Kiddushin proves it from other psukim. Eretz Gevoy Mikol HaRotzes. Rashi says the Gemara just Klagav Grora, but it doesn't really belong here. We mentioned on different occasions the Balamor and Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof comments on that. What do you mean Eretz Gevoy Mikol HaRotzes? It's the highest location above sea level. It's not true. The Swiss Alps is much higher above sea level than Eretz Yisroel. Eretz is not Gevoy Mikol HaRotzes. So the Balamor says no. What it means is, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, what was on top? So we always have a globe. We put arbitrarily the North Pole on top. If you want, you can put Faket, the South Pole, on top. Who says the North Pole is on top? It's a question of convention. Conventionally, we put the North Pole. If I was born in Pennsylvania, you can put Scranton, Pennsylvania on top. Put whatever you want on top. So the Gemara says, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, Eretz Yisrael was on top. My nafkamina. So the Balamar says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Amid Beis is the nafkamina for the international dateline, because it says if Eretz Yisrael is on top, means the earth is a globe and there are two hemispheres. Every globe has two hemispheres. So we always say Eastern Hemisphere, Western Hemisphere. Russia is over there, United States is over there, and the free countries and the Soviet countries. But the Balamar says no, there's an upper hemisphere where Eretz Yisrael is in the middle and the lower hemisphere. So the upper hemisphere has Eretz Yisrael on top. So it says in the Chumash, Vahiyere, Vahiyvoker, Yom Echad, Vahiyere, Vahiyvoker, Yom Sheni, and so on. All of time began with Eretz Yisrael on top, and the globe is turning on its axis. So the first place that was Tesa Kochavim was 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. If the earth is a globe, which we know, and it has two hemispheres, each hemisphere has 180 degrees. So if the upper hemisphere has Yerushalayim on top at the time of Haskalah's Briyas HaOlam, and it says Vahiyerev, so the first Seis HaKochavim that the world experienced was 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. So that's the international dateline. That's where all the days begin from that point. That's what the Chazon Ish points out, that Balamor and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof and Beis, that dateline cuts through Korea and cuts through Australia. Because you have to have a dateline, because as you keep on going to the west, you go to Chicago, so Shabbos begins an hour later. You go to California, Shabbos begins 3 hours after New York. You go to Hawaii, Shabbos begins many hours later. If you keep on going to the east, so Shabbos begins early. Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos begins 7 hours before New York. So if you keep on going to the east, it keeps on getting earlier, keeps on going, you go to the west, keeps on going later. So the two travelers are going to bump into each other. So he's going to have, the one who is going to the east is going to have Shabbos earlier, and the one who's going to the west is going to have Shabbos a day later. So you have to have some line. You have to say, this is the beginning of all of time. That Adkan, if you go to the west, say, up until this point, Shabbos comes an hour later. From this point on, is not so. This is the first place where all of time begins. At that time begins in the beginning of the creation of the world. Where was Vahiyere Vahivoke? Where was the first Seis HaKohanim? So the Baal HaMoor says, if the position of the earth in the beginning of the Bria was with Yerushalayim on top, so then the first Seis HaKohanim was in Korea. So that's the international dateline. Others, there was the big machlokes when they ran away from the Nazis in the Second World War, and a lot of people from the yeshivas were in Japan. So they had the shaila. When should they observe Shabbos, and then when should they observe Yom Kippur? When should they fast on Yom Kippur? So they sent a telegram to Eretz Yisrael. What's the din? So Rabbi Chiel Michal Tikhachinsky was a big mathematician. He was a big astronomer. He was a genius. So he said, he read the Baal HaMoor that the international dateline is 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim. 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim cuts through Alaska, cuts through the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And the Chazon Ish said that that's a misreading. So the Chazon Ish starts off his long essay, the Kuntres Yud Ches Shoes. That's what it's called. The Chazon Ish starts off that sometimes a person is a genius, and he reads a difficult passage in a Baal HaMoor, he reads a difficult Rishon, and he's such a sharp head, he thinks he understands what it says before he even read the whole paragraph. And then when he reads the rest of the paragraph, he doesn't read slowly enough, he doesn't read carefully enough to realize that he misread it. So he says, he's talking about Rabbi Chiel Michal Tikhachinsky, he says he was a big genius, and he misread the Baal HaMoor. He thought in the first that the Baal HaMoor is beginning to say it's 180 degrees to the east, and he says, I have a Shvacha cup, so I have to read the Baal HaMoor slowly. And you read it slowly, it says, Beferis like the Chazon Ish, that the international dateline is 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. Then there's a further machlok. So that's how the Baal HaMoor understands this comment in the Gemara. Erzol Gavoy Mikol Harotz, it doesn't mean above the sea level. The Swiss Alps are higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. It means when the world was created, Nesheshen and Nebresh, Eretz Yisrael was on top. You can say arbitrarily, North Pole was on top. You can say the South Pole is on top. You can say Pennsylvania was on top. You can put whatever you want on top. So the Baal HaMoor says Eretz Yisrael was on top, and Yerushalayim was on top. Yerushalayim Gavoy Mikol Eretz Yisrael also means the same thing. That it's relevant to the international dateline. It doesn't necessarily mean that Yerushalayim is the highest location above sea level in Eretz Yisrael. That's not what it means. It means at the time of Bria Shamayim Ba'aretz. So here, Dovid HaMelech with Shmuel HaNavi were trying to figure out where should we build the Beis HaMikdash. The Psukim say in Navi that every time David was victorious in battle, it would always be Magdash, all the precious metals, the silver and the gold and the copper and so on, for the purpose of building a Beis HaMikdash, and he wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. And then the Navi told him, Dam Rav Shafachta, you're not permitted to, you're going to have a son, his name is going to be Shlom, he's got to be an Ish Shalom, it'll be peaceful during his lifetime, he should build the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says, that David was Ish, the Ritzpah so Azor, and Taisid discusses there, how can it be? How could David be Mekadosh, and Avchob Dala Melav? When David was Mekadosh, the Ritzpah so Azor, what did he have in mind? So Taisid, how can David be Mekadosh? Cannot be Mekadosh the Azor b'shas binyan. He wasn't allowed to build the Azor. But at least this we know he was preparing a lot. So part of the preparing says in the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, L'shich Nesidushu uvasa shamas. What does it mean, L'shich Nesidushu? So the Gemara seems to say that Talmid Chachamim have to figure out, have to paskin where they think the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash should be. And then the Sefrei says, L'shich Nesidushu drosh al pi Navi, consult the Navi. So here, first the Talmid Chachamim figured out on their own, they think it should be in Ein Itim. Ein Itim was the highest location above sea level in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Navi told him, no, it's better to build it in Yerushalayim, to go down a little bit. Bank Seif of Shachem. What kind of halacha is that? First you have to figure out on your own, and then you ask a Navi. So why don't you just go straight to the Navi? I don't know. You have to have first rabbinic input, and even if the input is incorrect. Same thing, Eim Amid Melech, Alpi Bezen, Shalshiv Neyechad, Alpi Navi. So what does it mean? First you ask a Navi, and then the Navi says so-and-so, and then the Bezen is going to have a vote. who's going to have the chutzpah to say against the Navi? So it means the Bezin says first. Then the Navi says against the Bezin. No. So what do you need the Bezin for? So the kach nemar halacha. First you have to have the Bezin to have a vote. They have to decide who do we think should be appointed as the melech. Then after they make their attempt at appointing, then they have to consult the Navi. If the Navi says wrong is wrong, so you have to listen. Now he has the last word. So the same over here. First you have to have the Sheikh Nasirushu, Talmid Chacham have to decide where they think. So over here, he thought with Shmuel HaNavi that it should be in Ein Etan, which is the highest location, elevation above the sea level. And then the Navi told him wrong, it should be in Yerushalayim.
Well, so based in, to add the Makam to the Azara, is there a Navi there also? And there's a basement to add a Makam to the Azara.
Amos Sif, and you also you need a Navi, yeah.
You also need
yeah.
The same procedures there.
Probably also. I don't know, they need a Navi for the ceremony. Need a Navi, even if they don't contradict each other. You still you need a Navi for the ceremony.
Is it all connected to the idea of like Lubash Amayim, that we don't listen to Vasco?
Yeah, but here you have Psukim, that has to be Alpi Navi.
Exception.
Usually, yeah, usually you don't consult a Navi at all. We don't ask a Navi. But here, yeah, you learn that from Sukkim, that when you're Mabit HaMelech, you have to have Alpi Navi, and here, when you build the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a Navi. That's Rab Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, in the middle of the 1800s, was the Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger lived in Pozny, and Rab Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher wrote this Sefer Drishas Tzion, that they should, an open letter to Baron Rothschild, that they should build the Beis HaMikdash, and bring Karbonis and Shine, and he can solve all the problems. He wrote in his Sefer how you solve all the problems. So so he published this letter, Drishas Tzion. So one of the Rabbanim who commented on his Sefer was the Rabbi Yankov Ettlinger, the author of the Aruch Lanier. And his Shalas HaTshuvas are called, what are his Tshuvas called?
Binyan
Tzion. Why is Binyan Tzion? Because the first two Tshuvas, the Tshuvas are written out of order. It's not in the order of Arachayim, Yerodeh, it's not in the order of Shas, it's not in the order of when the Tshuvas were written. I don't know what order. A lot of the Gedolim in New York, they just printed Tshuvas. Some of them printed Tshuvas in the order that they were written, chronological order. Others wrote Tshuvas and they printed them in the order of Shulchan Aruch. And most of them wrote Tshuvas, not in any order. Not in the other order at all. So the first two Tshuvas, maybe he thought these are the two most important. He called the Sefer Binyasin, the first two Tshuvas, to Rab Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher. And he says, we can't build a Beis HaMikdash because everything, you can solve all the problems, but you have to have a Navi. You have to have a Navi. Not only do you need a Navi, if you hold Loikit Shalasi Lavoi, Machloik is Satanoim, and Machloik is the Ramam and the Raivit. The Ramam thinks that the Makam HaMikdash was Kit Shalasi Lavoi for the days of Shlomo HaMelech. The Kedusha Beis HaMikdash never disappeared. That's in Perek Vav and Hilchas Beis HaBchira. And the Raivit disagrees. The Raivit says that he knows Al Pi Kabbalah that it's not so. That the Makam HaMikdash is Loikit Shalasi Lavoi because the third Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of the third Beis HaMikdash will exceed that of the first and of the second, and it exceed the Kedusha of the Mishkan as well. So the Rabbi argues, if you all kitsh alasilav, so the Kedusha, whatever level it was in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, that's what level it's going to be in the Bais HaShlish. How can you elevate a level? So it must be that the Kedusha was batla, we have to be endowed with Kedusha all over again. When we will endow it, lasilavai, when we build the third Bais HaMikdash, we will succeed in endowing it with a higher level of Kedusha than it ever had before. That's the Rabbi's argument. So not only, that's what they say, not only do you say you need a Navi, if you hold Loikit Shalasi Lava to endow it with Kedusha, Ein Masif and Aluir Alalpi Navi, if you want to create Kedusha, even if you hold that it is Kit Shalasi Lava, but when you build the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have authorization of a Navi. Shaila, that's what it says in the Sifrei, the Sheikh Nasiru should Rosh Alpi Navi. The question is, but the Gemara never quotes that Bryson. So that's what he says, and that's what the Biskirov said also. A whole group of Goinim said the same thing, that the Gemara does quote it. The Gemara says, Gimel Nevim Aluim Aimi Bavel. The Gemara says, when he came back from Bavel, the Rebbe Shalom was angry at Bnei Yisrael. That's the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Yuma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset, because when they came back from Golas Bavel, hardly anybody showed up. The Ruba of the Jews remained behind. So the Ribbono Shel Olam was upset. So he said, because they hardly showed up, it's going to be, because there was a Shvach Aliyah, so the second Beis HaMikdash will be like Luach Oriz, like a wooden hut, just like wouldn't hot harekev sholat bod rots away, so too the second Beis HaMikdash will rot away. What it means, it'll rot away. So the Gemara says it means the second Beis HaMikdash, Pashat Pshat means the second Beis HaMikdash will be doomed to destruction. It'll be chayav, it won't be the lasting Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, in addition, the Gemara never spells that out. That's what the Sfasem says there on Yuma. The end of the first paragraph, that's the Pashat Pshat. Harekim Sholabo, the second Beis HaMikdash will be doomed to destruction. But more than that, Rekim Sholabo, in Klal Yisrael, Rekim Sholabo means that he won't send any Nevi'im. In the Baisheni period, because hardly anybody showed, the Baruch Shalom was angry, he didn't send any Nevi'im. So then the Brisa says, but Gimel Nevi'im, all the Imam Mibavel, but three Nevi'im the Baruch Shalom had to send, because he can't build the Beis HaMikdash without a Navi. In half of the Tanoim hold that it was Kitchel Asilov. The Rama holds that it was Kitchel Asilov. And still the Gemara says, Gimel Nevi'im, all the Imam Mibavel. Baruch Shalom in principle didn't want to send any Nevi'im, but he had to send three Nevi'im. Each one gave a Nevu'ah about a different aspect of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Could have had one Navi said all three, but he sent three Navim. Each Navi said a different aspect of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You see from the Gemara that the Brisa and the Gemara goes like this, Sifrei, that L'shich Nesiru Shudrosh Alpi Navi. So here the Gemara has the first part of this story, the whole story. First, the Talmid HaChacham have to decide what they think the din is, where is the correct location of building a Beis HaMikdash. And then after the Talmid HaChacham make up their minds, then you have to consult a Navi. So over here, they made up their minds, Einitim, and then they consulted the Navi. He said, no, it shouldn't be Einitim, the highest elevation above sea level in Eretz Yisrael. It should rather be Beis HaMikdash, which is slightly lower down. That's similar to the din of Eimim Mar Melech. LLP Bezna Shal Shivim V'yachod, and then you have to have LLP Navi. So first the Bezna Godel gives their opinion, and then the Navi says whether he agrees or he disagrees. A strange thing. So that's what the Gemara says, that they built the Beis HaMikdash in a slightly lower location. Banks of Hav Shachain is not the highest, not Al Gabi Rosho, Banks of Hav Shachain. So that's the...
Tukhachinsky had a correspondence about the Salafa, where they differed.
Yeah, he had a big correspondence with the Chazanish, and he put out a whole Sefer. I forgot the name of the Sefer. So as the chapter go on, he keeps on referring to the Chazanish with bigger Derech Eretz. In the beginning, he writes Harav Karela Tzamar. Then, 5 chapters later, becomes Harav Agoyen Harav Karela. Then it becomes Agoyen Adir Harav Karela. Then it becomes Moifas Hador. He still didn't back out. By the end, he still didn't give in to Chazanish. But as he kept on having correspondence, he realized that he was writing to a person who was very knowledgeable. So the titles of the Chazanish keep on changing.
Yeah.
Right. Chaim Zimmerman says that Tukhachinsky didn't know what he was talking about. The Chazanish is 100% right. He put out a big fan, huh? That's why I thought the din is like that. I thought it should be. I was surprised they told me that Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, not so. They told me Rabbi Yashiv Paskin was like Tukhachinsky. I was very surprised. Also, Paskin like Tukhachinsky. I was very surprised. It's Negel Halacha, because people go that one quarter of the world is Mutal Machlokes. Between the Kaczynski's line cuts through Alaska, Chazanish's line cuts through Korea. So 25% of the globe is Mutal Machlokes. What day of the week is it? So people travel in that part. They have a hotel in Hawaii that's under Hashgacha for Pesach. Which day is Pesach? So it's a Machlokes. Hawaii is in that 25% of the globe. So how can they give? So I was once in California, and they told me that there's such a hotel. So I said, how can they give Hashgacha? They don't know what day's Pesach. So they said that, yes, Rabbi Yashim, and he said, not like the Chazanish. I don't know.
So would Rebbe recommend, what does Rebbe do? You're there for Shabbos.
I never went there.
Is the problem on Thursday also, Sunday, Shabbos, or Friday?
Sunday?
Friday,
Again,
in Hawaii,
where's the international dateline? Where did the Goyim pick somewhere in between the two? The Goyim picked arbitrarily a line that's not really straight. It bends a little bit. They picked a line that won't bother anybody. Kind of have a line that cuts through Alaska, a line that cuts through Korea. So half of Alaska is going to be Friday, half of Alaska is going to be Thursday. It's going to be Shabbos. That doesn't make any sense. No, no. So the Lomas Oilam picked a line that doesn't cut through any landmass, but it's not exactly so. It does cut through a landmass, so they bent it a little bit. So they picked arbitrarily. So that's Rabbi Mendel Kasher stuck his two cents in. So he said, we don't have any halacha at all. The halacha has nothing to say about the international dateline, so they may as well follow the Haskamas Hamadina. So that's Rav Chaim Zinnemann and Seif HaGanasa is mainly to attack Rav Mendel Kasher. That's the main thing. So what do you mean the halacha has nothing to say? The Balamor interprets the six Rishonim, interpret the Gemara like that. Rashi and Taisus do not learn the Gemara like that. This Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf on the base. So according to Rashi and Taisus, the topic, the issue of international dateline is never discussed in the Gemara. But Rashi and Taisus' pshat is very dochuk in the Gemara and doesn't read straight. So the Balamor's pshat reads much better. So you have the Balamor and you have Rabbi Yehuda Alevi and the Kuzari and you have a few other Rishonim. I think he quotes, Chazanish quotes six Rishonim. Interpret the Gemara that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chaf and Beis is talking about the international dateline. Then for those Rishonim, so you have a further machlokes that the Chazanish talks about. You really cut the line through Korea. So on one side of the line, that's to the east of the line, is the last place in the world to have Shabbos, and to the west of the line is the first place in the world to have Shabbos. So wow, so there's going to be confusion. The people on one side of the street is Erev Shabbos, the other people is going to be Shabbos.
Maybe they should have done East Korea and West Korea.
So that's what the Chazon Ish quotes. Some Rishonim say, not all say, some Rishonim say, you can't split one landmass in two. So which part wins? So which part should win? So let's say in Australia, according to the Chazon Ish, the dateline cuts through Korea, and it cuts through Australia. So 2/3 of Australia are to the east of the dateline, and 1/3 of Australia is to the west of the dateline. So if you say that you can't split one landmass in two, so who wins? So wins. So Rabbi Moshe Steinberg says he would have thought that you go Basar right. So if 2/3 of Australia are to the east of the dateline, that's the last place in the world to get Shabbos. So even the western part of Australia should also be the last place in the world to observe Shabbos. They don't do like that. They don't do like that. Because the international dateline is all the way to the east of Australia. So they assume that the whole Australia is the first place in the world that it becomes Saturday. So the Chazon Ish thinks like that also. He thinks whenever you have a landmass, that part of it is to the east, part of it is to the west. So you don't go Basar Rav, that the Miut is Nigger after the Rav. That's what Moshe Steinberg says. Why should you say like that? You should say the Miut is Nigger after the Rav. The Chazon Ish quotes when they reshine him, no. That the Iker of the two hemispheres, the upper hemisphere has Eretz Yisrael in it. That's where all of civilization we get, in the Middle East. Gan Eden, we assume, is somewhere in Africa, in the middle of Africa. Near the, I think the Ramban writes that the Gan Eden is on the equator, and it's somewhere in Africa over there. So all of civilization began in the Middle East over there, in Africa. So that's the Iker hemisphere. So if you have a landmass, so you have an island, or you have a continent, part of it is to the east, part of it is to the west. So you don't say, let the Miut be Nigger after the Rav. You say, the part of the landmass that wins is the part that's in the upper hemisphere. The hemisphere that Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. That's the more important of the two hemispheres. So the 1/3 of Australia to the left of Australia is the Iker. And all the Jews who live in the 2/3 of Australia to the east of the dateline, they're all Nigra after the 1/3. Because the 1/3, that's in the hemisphere that has Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim in it. That's where the center of attraction is over there. So that's where Moshe Steinberg thinks, why should the Rishonim say like that? Why should you say that that hemisphere always wins? Yeah. And others disagree. Others say no. You cut the landmass in half, and on this side of the street is Shabbos, that side of the street is Chol. Okay, That's a shaila. However, you hold whether you hold like Rav Tkachinsky that it cuts through Alaska, or whether you hold the OU was once going to have a cruise to Australia to Alaska many years ago. So they asked me, "What do I think?" So I said, "Which Shabbos? Which day Shabbos are you going to observe?" I think it's ridiculous. You don't have a cruise over there when you don't know what day is Shabbos. So they didn't have it. Yeah, that was in the Shon Kadminius, they used to ask me Shabbos. I don't know now. Maybe now they do have. I don't know.
They do. And not the OU, but there's so many cruises.
Others have cruises. There. Who's there?
Kosher cruises. So many.
Yes. There's Lubavitch has a place in Alaska. How do you go to Alaska? If it's a machlok, it's what day of the week it is.
I mean, if it cuts through Alaska, it's attached to all North America.
Yes.
So according to the Chazanish, stars right, all North America is.
Well, Chazanish doesn't agree with Tkachinsky.
Right, but within
if you would all like Rav Tkachinsky, so then New York would be one of the first places to have Shabbos, not the last place. Wouldn't be 9 hours after Yerushalayim. Wouldn't be 7 hours after Yerushalayim. We would have a lot earlier than Yerushalayim, because the tip of Alaska is in the more important hemisphere. So the rest of North America would be nigger after that. So the mazel is the Chazanish doesn't agree with Rav Tkachinsky, right?
But what does Tkachinsky say about that question? He says you go Basarov?
Apparently he doesn't agree you go Basarov. No, he holds this side of the street is Chol, this side of the street is Kodesh. You leave it the way it is. I think they say Rabbi Aaron Kotler held like that. Rabbi Aaron Kotler was running away from the Nazi. I think they said that's what he held. Before the Chazanish, before when they ran away at the time of the First World War, and the Jews ran away to Japan. A lot of Jews ran to Japan. So then a big Dayanim said, like the Chazanish, that the date line is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim, not 180 degrees.
So would Rebbe say that we should just pass on like the Chazanish?
I would think so, yeah. Sometimes people have to go there for business. So if they ask me, I tell them they should follow the Chazanish. But if they're in a Jewish community where they're observing Shabbos on the other day, so they should fake it. They should not do malach on the day that the whole community is doing Shabbos. But they should really daven Tefillah Shabbos and say Kiddush and Abdullah on the other day. Yeah, if the minhag ha'makom is that they observe Shabbos on that day, okay.
Tefillin.
On Shabbos you don't wear tefillin. B'chol you do wear tefillin. Okay.
Rabbi said though it's not muksa. That it's not
muktzah, yeah.
That you theoretically could.
Yeah, yeah. Shulchan Aruch says that tefillin is not muktzah.
So would Rebbe recommend putting on tefillin?
If you get stuck over there, okay, don't go there. Don't go to Australia. Who tells you to go to Australia? Okay.
But if I'm stuck in Australia tonight, the first day, Australia, New Year's, always comes to Australia first.
Right, because the dateline is to the east of Australia, right? See, the Shaila is according to the Chazanish, Australia is one third to the east of the dateline. The western part of Australia is one third to the east, and then the two thirds to the west of the dateline. The two thirds to the east is on the other side, and it's Nigra, but it's only Nigra because it's the same landmass. So let's see, it's. Let's say it's Sunday on the western part of Australia, so it's Sunday on the whole landmass. But then if you take off on Sunday by plane, then it becomes Shabbos, because that's the eastern side of the dateline is the last place in the world that you have Shabbos. You took off on the assumption that it's Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The minute you take off, it becomes Shabbos afternoon. Because it really should have been Shabbos there, except that the eastern part of Australia is Nigra after the western part. So the people who visit Australia don't leave by plane on Sunday. The religious Jews don't leave on plane because they're going to leave on the plane. It's going to become Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday night. So even if it becomes Saturday night, it'll be Matzoi Shabbos already. Yeah. Anyway, so that line in the Gemara, Eretzol Gemara Mikol HaRotzes, Rashi says, that was only put here agav gerora, but the main thing the Gemara meant to say was that Beis Hamikdash gavoy mikol Eretz Yisrael. So that's what led David HaMelech with Shmuel HaNavi to believe that the correct location, al pi chochmas haTorah, the correct location to build the Beis Hamikdash should be in Ein Etam. And then they consulted a different Navi, I guess. They said another Navi, God HaNavi. I don't remember already who. So the other Navi told them no, that you shouldn't build the Beis Hamikdash. You should build in Ein Etam. Yeah. Then the Gemara has either because of that consideration, a big safe of Shochein to go down a little bit. Nitzi Beikolo, go down a little bit. Biboy Seymo, another way to say it is that we have a din, this sun is supposed to be Samach Lemizbeach. That's the first Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. that at the end of Parshas Yisro talks about the Mizbech Avonim Tassel, it talks about the Mizbeach, and the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim talks about Sanhedrin. So Sanhedrin should be Samach LeMizbeach. So if you're going to have the Beis HaMikdosh in the highest location, and if you're going to build the Beis HaMikdash in Ein Itim, but then the Sanhedrin has to be Bechelko Shel Yehuda. So they're going to be far apart from each other. And you want to have Sanhedrin, Samach Lemizbeach. So the Mele, Nitzi Beipurta. You go down a little bit. Okay. That's the Gemara. Then the Mishnah continues, Zivchei Shal Mitzibah V'Hashamas have the status of Kochi Kochi. That's what Tosa asked the Kasha. Why didn't the Mishnah say that Zivchei Shal Mitzibah is Kochi Kochi? It only says it by Oyla, Ha'oyla Kodesh Kadoshim. The Gemara says, why does the Mishnah say it? Because in Chumash it never says. It never says Oyla Kodesh Kadoshim. The Mishnah had to say. So over here, this doesn't say in Chumash at all. Shama Yochid is Kochi Malim. Say that Zivchei Shal Mitzibah Kochi Kochim. Hashem says many times that it's Kochi Kadoshim. But Zivchei Shal Mitzibah, why doesn't it say in the Mishnah? Why doesn't it say in the Gemara? So Tosfos had a kasha, they don't know. So the Gemara asks, Minol on the Boitzof, and how do you know that Shal Mitzibah have the status of Kochi Kochim? So the Gemara explains what the Mokker is. So that's a shayla. What is Zivchei Shal Mitzibah? So there's only one, Kibsi Atzeres. The two Kibsi Atzeres that come on Shavuos in conjunction with the Shtei Alechem. Yeah. As the Hayru Ashor in Parsha Shmini, there was Shal Mitzibah. On the Shmini Limiluim, they brought a Shal Mitzibah. And the Gemara comments on the Psukim Anun Heim and Aleph after the next Mishnah. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Nechol mechol huir. Kachim kalam anechol bechol huir. The Gemara says Tan Rabbanan. As chazei atnufa veshoy katruma. That's by the shalmei tzibur that they brought on Shmini lemiluim. In the beginning of Parsha Shmini, it says chazei atnufa veshoy katruma of the shlamim tochlu b'makom tahor. What does it mean b'makom tahor? Amar Am Nechemia. It says they brought special menaches v'chanukas hamizbeach v'chanukas hamishkan, and the menaches have the status of kachim kachim. So it says the chazer to show kachum is sheidi b'makom tahor. So he asked Rabbi Nechemia asked the kashim v'chiv rishonim betuma acholim. What do you mean? The shirayim from the menachas they did kmitz on the mincha they burnt the kumis on the mizbeach and the shiari menachas on nechel to the zichri kuna. So did they eat that b'makom tomei? That it says that the chazer v'shok yishidi b'makom tahor b'chiv rishonim the shiari menachas betuma acholim. No, ela tor mechlal shu tomei. What it means like this. The menachas are kochi kochim, so you have to eat it in the azara. But makam kodesh, the pasuk says, but makam kodesh. The pasuk is four lines later. The line begins with the word vachalta moisa but makam kodesh. So one tana has, Abaye has, oisa but makam kodesh, but le'acher is makam kodesh. The word oisa is a miut. Oisa is a miut. Like the Gemara had already, hakoin hamachate oisa, yoicheleno. We just had yesterday. The third line from the top of Nun Beis on the Beis. Akoyna Mechate Oysa, Oysa Shinit Naman Maival Oysa Shinit Naman Lamata. The word Oysa is a meal. So here, over here also it says, Vachaltam Oysa, the Menoches should be eaten by Mokim Kodesh, Oysa by Mokim Kodesh Lacheris. But the Chaz of Ashoka of the Shlomim, that doesn't have to be eaten by Mokim Kodesh in the Azorah, yet that you can eat, Bechol Machni Yisrael. Abai Barab will work out the details. See, here was the question. This was a Shal Mitzibur. Shal Mitzibur is a Kochi Kochim. So how can the Gemara say that that they eat it in the whole Machna Yisro? Kochi Kochim. So I remember once in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos Parsha Shmini, I used to sit next to Rabban Lichtenstein, the Chan Lerach. So I asked him that kasha. So he said, no, there is no such din that Shal Mitzibur are Kochi Kochim. It's only a din. Kibsi HaTzeres are Kochi Kochim. But Rabbel Bala Soloveitchik says not. So he and his Sefer HaChumash. He shows from the psukim that Shal Miyach and Shal Mitzibur al pi din are different. Shal Mitzibur have a din of kochi kochim. Well, there happens to Lederus. There's only one din of Shal Mitzibur, only keeps atzeres. So what do you do with this pasuk? The Gemara says over here that the shlomim that they brought on the Shemini Lemilum, where shall meet Zibur? And it says it had the din of Kochim Kalim. So the Achronim in the back of the Gemara asked that kash. This Gemara doesn't have a back. I don't know what they did here. Had Gos, Vichidushin, put everything together. But if you look in the old Gemaras, the old Vilna Gemaras, but they have everything separate. So one of the Achronim in the back asked that kash. What's going on? Isn't this a shall meet Zibur? So Mistami, you have to answer. I don't remember what they answered. Mistami, you have to answer. It was a Hirua, sure. So Mistama, Shua Midoris, Lo Yafinu. You can't learn out. The Midrash I turned it Reshes Ben, Mamatzina Bin Yanav, all the Klolim, Dabashai Bechlal. All this applies only to Dinim Darul Doris. Just like there's a Din Doris Misho Lo Yafinu. So we had a Gemara, Shua Midoris, also Lo Yafinu. So it was a Hirua, sure. So the Din Lo Doris is, like Rabbi Elvala said, in principle, and then we have Zidche Shal Mitzibur has the status of Kachi Kachin, but this was only a Korban L'Shoah, once in the history of the world. So Shoah Midoris Le'afinu. So this, the Gemara says, was it Kachim Kalam? Even though it was a Shal Mitzibur, was it Kachim Kalam?
What was the Kachim?
Here, this Pasuk, there's a Mishnah on Nun Heimer Aleph that says, Hatodim Nosa Kachim Kalam, Necholim B'chol Huyir. So the Gemara says, Tanur Abana, how do you know you can eat Kachim Kalam B'chol Huyir? So they quote a pasuk that's in Parshas Shmini, was chazei atun for shor kachrim b'toch lebemakom tohor, as opposed to the shiori hamincho that toch lebemakom kadosh, v'chal t'mosim bemakom kadosh. That's only the mincho, because the mincho is kachim kachim, so they have to eat it in the azora zicher kuna, but the shlamim happens to be a shalmei tzibur. Shlamim is a kachim kalim, so that's eaten bemakom tohor. Makom tohor means it's a little bit tohor. It has. Mitzrayim are not allowed to enter, but Zavim Mitmei Mason may enter. Mitzrayim is not allowed to enter any part of Yerushalayim. There are three machnas in Parshas Nosa. It says, Shalch, the word machne appears three times. So and it mentions three different names. Shalch man and machne, called Tzuruah v'chol Zav v'chol Tomei lo Nafesh. So Gemara says, Msochim, that Tzuruah is not allowed to enter the whole Yerushalayim, the whole machne Yisrael. And Zav is allowed to enter Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to enter Machna Leviya. Harabais has the status of Machna Leviya. And Tomei lo Nafesh, a third person is a Tomei Meis, is permitted even to enter Machna Leviya, just not allowed to enter the Azor, Machna Shechina. So the three words Machna that appear in that parsha, Velei Thomas Machanoisam, Velei Thomas Machanaim, so the three words Machna correspond to the three Machnas, and the three Tmeim are the three degrees of Tumah. Tumah Sheyotzola Megufoi. He's not allowed to enter Harabayis. And not but Tommy, even Tommy through Maga, Tommy May is not allowed to enter the Azor. And Yerushalayim only Mitzor. Mitzor is the highest level of Tum. So the Gemara says, based on that pasuk, Chazei Atnuf, Asher Kachum B'toch, B'makam Tohor, it means Tohor B'miktsas. It's a little bit Tohor, a little bit Tommy. That means Yerushalayim. So that's a Pella. How can it be? But it's a Zivche Shalmei Tzibur. Shalmei Tzibur have the status of a Kachi Kachin. So you should have required that it should be eaten in the Azor Zecher Kuna. How can you say it's eaten in the whole Yerushalayim? So Achronim asked that kasha. Of the Shalm, of the Shlam, and that was a Shalmei Tzibur. That was a Shalmei Tzibur. So how can the Gemara say, that pasuk shows that all Shlamim are Nechol B'chol Hoyer. It's Shver. That Shlamim was a Kachi Kachim. So Rav Aaron thought, no, there is no such thing. He thought just, Kibsi Atzeres are Kochi Kochi. Avabla Soloveitchik thinks that it's a klal all Shalmei Tzibur are Kochi Kochi. So Mizam is going to have to answer on this Gemara. The Gemara said, Beferish, this was a Shalmei Tzibur and it was Kochim Kalim. So I have to answer, this was a Hayru Ashur. This is not a normal Din Ladurus. This was a Choyva Hayru Ashur. So Shor Midurus, Loyafin. On the Durus, there is such a rule. The Tzivche Shalmei Tzibur are Kochi Kochi. But this was Hayru Ashur. So Shor Midurus, Loyafin. Talking both?
Yeah.
Only, I mean, it only goes on Shalmei Nachshon. Okay? Only goes on Shalmei Nachshon. If it goes on both, then it's a vital problem.
Yeah, it goes on both, but the one.
The Limud Ledoira is, because otherwise, Doris Mishole Afina. How can you learn that? How can you learn? Okay, so that was a regular shlomo. Okay, good. Got to say something like that. So the Gemara asks right away on this Mishnah, on the top line on Nun Hamad Aleph, how did the Mishnah know that the Kibsi Atzeres have the status of Kochi Kochi? I mean, all of the Boitzofen, how do you know it's a Kochi Kochi? You have to Shech Bitzofen. So the Gemara says, because you have mentioned in one pasuk, when you have two dinim mentioned in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. Asisim sirizim echad lachatos. And then it says, shalmei tziba, machatos b'tzofen av shalmei tziba b'tzofen ritlin in the same pasuk. Freg the Gemara, but that's not legitimate, because chatos never says tzofen. It says tzofen only by oilo. You learned that chatos from oilo. Now you're going to learn shalmei tziba from chatos. That's a hekesh, chosim alamed behekesh. So that's what we said. Ein lemein alamed alamed. That was from the 16 Ibayas. That was the first one. First is a hekesh, second a hekesh, not legitimate. So the Gemara said that's not acceptable. Dor alam hekesh, chosim alamed behekesh. It's not legitimate. Ella, a different hekesh. Different pasuk. It says, alola sechem, val zivche shal mechem. Just like in oilo, it's kochi kochim, says zivche shal mechem. If it's a shal mei tzibur, is also a kachi kachi. Aziv cheshal mitzibu kachi kachi. Ma'ilu tun etzof, and aziv cheshal mitzibu tun etzof. So then the Gemara asks, Ela hekesh kama lamai osa, what do we do with the first hekesh tells me that ziv cheshal mitzibu have the same din as chatos. I can't use that pasuk to tell me that you need tzofen, because tzofen itself by chatos is dava lamin behekesh, and chazim lamin behekesh. So what do I need that hekesh for? What does it teach me? Don't you learn everything from the other pasuk? Hekesh kam lamayos, and Moshe not tells me the din. You can't learn from the second pasuk. The second pasuk is compared to an oila. Oila is not nechal. Oila kula kolo. So you want to say that the zivchei shami tzibur have the same full din of chatas and oshim, kochi kochim, only nechal to zichar kuna yom v'layla at chasai. So that's from the first hekesh. Fine. That's from the first hekesh. Freg di Gemara, and every time you have two dinim, two karbonas written in the same pasuk, one next to the other, it's a hekesh, and you're, yeah, that's what a hekesh is. So freg di Gemara, if that's so, what do you do with the following pasuk? Amale Abaye, Abaye freg takasha, who the first one was Rava? Amale Rava, yeah. So Amale Abaye, Abaye and Rava learn together. Amale Abaye, Ihochi, anytime you have two karbonas in the same pasuk as a hekesh, gabi eldos in dirsiv. It's a hekesh that just like the chatas is kochi kochim, so the el nozir, the shalmei nozir is also kochi kochim. Machatz and nechelas azichikun af el nozir and nechel azichikun is in a tozadin. It's not true. El nozir is a regular shlamin. And for the gemara hachiyash, they can't be because there's a din of zroi b'sheilo. It says the Zroya B'Sheila of the El Nazir, of the Shalmei Nazir, should be given to the Kohen to eat. Not only the, normally when you shecht chulin, so there's a din you have to give Zroya L'Chayayim V'Hakeva to the Kohen. If you shecht kachim, there is no din Zroya L'Chayayim V'Hakeva, but if you shecht shlamim, so you have to give Chaza B'Sheik to the Kohen. By El Nazir, by Shalmei Nazir, in addition to the Chaza B'Sheik, you have to also give the Zroya B'Sheila. Then it has a quirk of halacha, even though it's only nechal to the kohanim, but you cook it together in the same pot with the rest of the shlamim, and the rest of the shlamim is going to be eaten by the bialim. So it has a bliya from, it's really mim b'minah is bottled b'raif. The only time you have a problem that you need shishim is mim shenim mina. So nonetheless, the Gemara in Chulin points out, you have a problem over here. You're cooking together the Zeroyah B'Sheila, which only permitted to be eaten by Kohanim, together with the rest of the Shlomo, is eaten by everybody. The Gemara says it's a Chiddush. Usually, Eim about the Nisla Chatchila, and here we allow it.
How do we know that we cook them together?
The Gemara understands from the Pasuk like that. You cook it all together in the same pot, and it gives a flavor into the rest. The Gemara says it's a Yotzim in a Klal. The Zeroyah B'Sheila is a Yotzim in a Klal. The Klal is Eim about the Nisla Chatchila, and here you allow it. So the Rabbit says, you see from the Gemara, the name of Atanis Lachatchila is Anisa Deraisa. Otherwise, what did the Gemara say? That it's a Yotze Mir HaKlal, it's a Chiddush. So the other Rishonim disagree. They say it's not true. By Lach Balach, Eim of Atanis Lachatchila is Anad Rabbah. Maybe by Yovish B'Yovish, maybe there it's Anisa Deraisa. That the Ra'oh in the Kabbais, on the Torah's Abbais, makes such a distinction. He thinks that by Yovish B'Yovish, I'm going to save money. Every time I'm hungry, I should go to the store, buy three salamis, buy two kosher salamis and one trefa salami, exactly the same, take off the labels, mix them up, and then I won't remember which is which. The same about the nisla hatchila is only the rabbanon. So min hatorah it's mutter to do that every week. I'll buy 51% kosher meat, 49% trefa meat, I'll make a taruvis, and I won't recognize what's what. Everything looks exactly the same. You can really tell the kosher meat was salted, the trade meat is not salted. So make sure you get kosher meat that's not salted, so there's no way to identify. So the Rava says, must be the name of Matan Issa L'chatchilos and Issa Derais B'Yobish B'Yobish, because it's a different kind of bittul. That's what he says. And the Mishmeres Abayis makes fun of it. So he says, look here, the din is Eid Mavatan Issa L'chatchilos, only the Rabban, we have not accepted the opinion of the Ravid, and even though you gave such a description, how ridiculous it is, you can convince the Balabatim with your exaggerated description, but al pi aloche, it's the same. The Mishmeres Abayis are Eim Vatan Issa Hatchil is only the Rabbanon, whether it's Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach. It doesn't make a difference. Eim Vatan is only the Rabbanon. But a lot of Achrenim like that idea. They do adapt the Ra'or. That Eim Vatan Issa Hatchil is an Issa Deraisa by Yavish B'Yavish and by Lach B'Lach not. So if you hold Eim Vatan is only the Rabbanon by Lach B'Lach, so what does the Gemara say that by Yisrael B'Shele it's a Yetzim and Aklal? So they say, no, usually Eim Vatan is only the Rabbanon, but you don't say it's a mitzvah l'chatchila to cook treifa food with kosher food and then take it out. Here it's a mitzvah l'chatchila to cook the treifas, roi b'sheil, it's treif for the non-Kohanim. For a non-Kohen, it's treif. So it's a mitzvah l'chatchila to be mevatel l'isa. That you never have in the Torah. It should be a mitzvah l'chatchila to cook treif together with kosher.
And so we learn from the process that you have to do it.
You have to do it.
Not that you can.
No, you're supposed to do it like that. You have to do it like that. So that's what the Gemara says. That's a chiddush. The parsha of Zera B'Shele is a chiddush. Supposed to cook the Zera B'Shele together with the rest of the Shlomim, even though it gives an Asinus Tam. And even though the rest of the Shlomim is going to be eaten by Yisraelim, and the Zera B'Shele may only be eaten by the Kohanim. Nonetheless, that's the halach. Yeah. Let's say a B'chor Behemah Tohira. B'chor Behemah Tohira is Kochim Kalim, but it's only Nechel to, if you makriv it on the Mizbech, it's only Nechel to the Kohanim. If you have B'chor Behemah Tohira gets a mum, so then it's matnas kohuna. So you have to give it to a kohen, but when he shechts it, he can give the bosa to Israel also. But if you were makriv the chor behemah Torah and the mizbech as a korban b'chor, then it may only be eaten by the kohanim. But that's, it doesn't become kachi kachim. If it would be kachi kachim, like chatas anoshim and shiori menoches, then only zichri kohuna would be allowed to eat it. The b'chor behemah Torah is kachim kalim, so the bas kohen is also allowed to eat it. So here the Gemara says, Omalei Abayi has the kasha to Rav, about 13 lines from the top. The line begins with the word Omalei Abayi has the kasha to Rav. Yihochim, and then you have two korbanos written in the pasuk, one next to the other. So you ought to say by El Nozer, by Shalmei Nozer, it says the Shalmei Nozer is written right next to the oil, right next to the chatos. So say it also has a din like kachi kachim. So the Gemara says no, you can't say it like that. Hochi Hashta, the Gemara says, where it says Shom, where it says in the Torah, or it says Shom, first it says Vayikruch of Gimel, then it says Bamidba, then it says Shom Vav, and then it says Shom, so it says over there, Hochi Hashta. You can't possibly say that the Shalmei Nozir have the status of a Kachi Kachim. Kev Nichse Veloka Chakon is Azra B'Shel Meno Ayom, Bechal Kule Baila Machlile. The rest of the Azra B'Shel is eaten by the Yisraelim, the Balak, the Nozir eats it. His friends eat it. The only part of the Shalmei Nozer that has to be eaten by the Kohanim is the Zohar B'Shem. So that's a raya that the Shalmei Nozer is a Kochim Kalim. Even though you have a Hekesh, we don't darshan the Hekesh for that. Freg the Gemara, why don't you at least say, but the Hekesh, say, follow the Hekesh, at least when you get to the Zohar B'Shelo? So the Zohar B'Shelo should only be able to be eaten by the Zichrei Kohuna. Just like Achatas only eaten, no, it's eaten by Kohanim, but Zohar B'Shel is a Shlamim. So Shlamim is eaten by Haim ben Aseim, Haim ben Aseim, yeah. It's just Kosar Chavis. If it's Kochim is only Nechal by Zichri Kuna in the Azor, but it's Kochim Kalim is Nechal B'Chol Hoir by Kohanim, and a Bas Kohen can eat it. So the Gemara, Frekta Kashe, why don't you say, Frek the Gemara, Zohar B'Shel Amiyo lo l'sachal el Zichri Kuhuna. Why don't you say the Hekdush goes, and Gemara says, Hastagut the Kasha, Hastagut the Kasha. We don't know what the Teretz is. The boys say, and the Gemara says, give another answer. No, the Pasuk calls it, Pasuk doesn't call it Kodesh Kodoshim. Pasuk says that the Shalmei Nozer is Kodesh. So the Gemara says, the boys say, but Kodesh Yikri, Kodesh Kodoshim, Lo Yikri. Sure. The Pasuk implies that even the Zerah B'Shelo, no part of the Shalmei Nozer is a Kodesh Kodoshim, even the Zerah, how can you have The Sarab B'Sheila is Kachi Kachim, and the rest of the Shaman Azar is Kachim Kalim. You can't have one korb and half of it. You do have by the Dam, Emurim. The Emurim Lachas because Emurim of Kachim Kalim after Zvikas Adam has a status of Kachi Kachim. There's Me'ila, and Emurim Kachim Kalim after Zvikas Adam because it's Oilan and Mizbech. Chalk Hashem Mizbech is Kachi Kachim. So the Gemara asks, but Zof Kol Zof, there is a Hekish by the Nazir, there is a Hekish, there's all three written in the same Pasuk. It says the Shami Nazir right next to the Chatas, right next to the Oila. So what's the Hekish all about? You just said the Hekish does not teach you that the Shami Nazir has the even this Rebbe Shela, Shebi Shami Nazir, don't have the din like a Chatas. What does the Hekish teach you? Everything more teaches me the following. Amar Rava, the Mishnah Nazir, Shem Gilach Halachas Mishloshtam, Yotza, the Nazir, to terminate the Naziris, he remains on, let's say he's Makabal Naziris for 50 days, for a year. The year is up, and so the Naziris is up. So the Pasuk says, no, he has to bring Karbonis to be mata him, to drink wine. Acha Yishta Nazir Yain. After he brings the Karbonis, Ramban Chumash writes on Parshas Nosai, that the Karbonis are mata because once he is Makabal Naziris, it's Kodesh Yiyah. He has attained a level of Kedusha. Whoever attains a certain level of Kedusha should really remain on that level of Kedusha. So the Torah gives a break, and the Torah says, we allow him, if he brings the Karbonis, like a matir, if he brings Karbonis, we allow him to go down from that level of Kedusha. Some point out, in the Chumash it's called Nazir Lashem, Yudke Vavke, in the Haftorah, when it talks about Shimshim, it's called Nazir Elikim Yanar Min Abet and Anyamos. How come he's Nazir Elikim? Because he was a Nazir for all of his life. And the Midas Adin, Elikim is Midas Adin. Midas Adin, whoever attains a certain level of Kedusha should be required to remain on that level. So, Nazir Shimshon. Shimshon was a Nazir for all of his life. And the Nazir described in the Chumash is Nazir Lashem, Yud Kevav, Kevav Minas HaChesed. That he attained a certain level of Kedusha. And we say, if he brings a carbon, he's allowed to get out of it. So when the Nozik wants to terminate the Nazir, it's not enough that he waited the 30 days or the 60 days of the year. He has to bring three carbonas. So are all three carbonas ma'akev? So the Mishnah says no. And Gilach Halachas Mishloshtan Yotze, if he brings either the Shalmei Nozir, or he brings the Oilo, or he brings the Chatos, any one of them, he has to bring the other two carbonas also. But if he brought one of the carbonas, then Bezerik the Dam, so strictly speaking, he's allowed to take the haircut already. Only one of them is Mi'akev. So that's what the Hekish tells me. The Hekish doesn't tell me that the Shalmei Nozir have a status of Kochi Kochim. The Ikedin in Gilach, the Naziris is terminated, is really on the Shlomim. The long Rashi explains why. Because the Pasuk says in Bamid Bavav that when the Nazir finishes the Zman of the Naziris, he has to shave off all of his hair with a razor. His beard is never included in the first place. When he's a Nazir, he's allowed to shave the beard, not with a razor, but he's allowed to, with a shaver. Okay. So when he's a Nazir, he only has to let Gadol Peres Sarosha, the hair on top of the head, above the jawbone. And when he terminates the Zman of the Naziris, then he has to shave off all the hair with the razor on top. Now, the beard is not included. It was included when he was a Nazir. It's not included in the shaving off when the Naziris is over. But it says in the Pasuk, he has to shave off all of his hair, and he has to put it, Tachas Hadud, under the pot where the Shlomim is burning. The Pasuk sounds like Vigilach HaNazir Pesach Chol Moed. Sounds like he takes this haircut, he stands Begilui Rosh in front of the Beis HaMikdash, and they take a razor, and they shave off his hair. So the Rashi quotes from the Gemara Nazir, that's Imam Kain, the last line of Rashi, is Tachaderech Bizoin. He's sitting Begilui Rosh in the Beis HaMikdash, and shaving off his hair. That's what you do in the Beis HaMikdash, you shave off your hair. He sit Begili Rosh, he stand Begili Rosh. He doesn't shave his head in the Beis HaMikdash. The hair he has to take Pesach HaMoed when they're cooking the Shalmei Nazir. So the original din sounds like only one carbon is Ma'akev, the one and only carbon is the Shalmei Nazir. So because they're all written together one pasuk, Hukshu Adadi, so that's why the Halacha says, if he's Gilach HaLachatos, he still has to bring the other two. The other two are a mitzvah, but the Naziris is over. He's allowed to shave. Acha Yishta Nozayan, he's allowed to drink wine. And the Naziris is over. I think there's a Rashi Achumish quotes a Sifrei that never appears in the Gemara. The Sifrei says, he brings these three karbonos. The Pasuk says, these three karbonos, the chatas and the oilon in the shlomim, mivara kefina dorsha, whatever else he takes another for, he has to bring also. Let's say he says hareni noz almanos al galeach al eser shlomim, al eser oilos. So he has to bring eser oilos. So what's the chiddush? Of course you have to bring. He said harei alai lohavi eser oilos. Well, my naziris will terminate. So what do you need a pasuk for? So the pashtus is, the pasuk tells me that a normal nazir is allowed to take a haircut after he brings the three karbonas. And this fellow has to wait till he brings all ten. Because when he took the net and naziris in the first place, he said, mavadash et tasignor. He accepted upon himself to bring ten oilas, or ten shlamims.
So you can't bring magalayach.
Oh, so I think the Rambam doesn't quote that din. Rashi and Chumash quotes mavadash et tasignor et rashi yidor. How come the Ram doesn't quote it? So I think Rav Delbal Soloveitchik writes in his Sefer on the Rambam, he has more in Hilchas Naziris than any other section. So I think he writes that if a person says, Hareni Nozer Almanas, I'll bring 10 oilers at the end. Of course he can't accept it to bring 10 oilers, to bring 10 oilers. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that it's all Miyakid, but we paskin even the three Derech Chumash are not all Miyakid. Gilch Halachas, this is Machloik Satanoim. We pass on a gilach halachas mishlosh and yotza. If he brings one of the three karbonas, he's already muta achayishta noze yain. So the Rambam can quote that din that you have to bring all ten. Of course you have to bring all ten. You don't need a pasuk for that. You don't need a special drasha for that. Like you took an edit to bring ten. It would have been if he would have held like that tana that all the three karbonas are likuve. Then you would have said, all the 10 oilers are also likuva. But you don't even pass on the 3 karbonas are likuva. So you can't say that the 10 shlomim are likuva.
The Rashi Lashitasa, they point out, because here Rashi says, the Gemara here is going to Aliba Damar Masa Yechidi.
Aliba what, Mandamar?
Masa Yechidi, Rashi quotes. That according to the Tana that says if you brought...
One.
If you brought one, so yeah. The Gemara is going to one. The place holds, it's even going according to Chachamim.
Uh-huh.
One would be okay.
We paskin that not all three are miyakev, only achas mishloshtim. There's one Tana disagrees that all three are miyakev. According to that Tana, if he took a neder and naziris to bring 10 oilers, so all 10 would be miyakev in the head of tiglachas. But we paskin only one is miyakev, so all the 10 are not miyakev. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow with the neder.